listening to the True Idaho News Podcast. Unfiltered news and opinion for the citizens of Idaho.
Well, hello and welcome to the True Idaho News Podcast. My name is Daniel Bobinski, editor of True Idaho News. I'll be your host, and we have with us the co-host of today's show, Mr. Josh Gibbons. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Daniel. How's it going?
It's going well. Hope you had a great Christmas.
I did. Hopefully yours was great as well.
It was, actually. And I loved the fact that here in Boise, we had snow while we were unwrapping gifts. It was just like kind of a little extra magical touch. Loved it.
Yeah. And the great part is it didn't stick. So not that anybody was going anywhere, but
exactly. Although here on, you know, Monday, we have snow on the ground, and this week is looking like it's going to be really cold down here in southern Idaho. I'm guessing northern Idaho isn't going to be too much different, but I think this is the week of winter where Idaho says, hello, winter, and winter says, hello, Idaho, and they meet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's definitely not a bad thing. I'm excited for the spring with the water runoff from the snow melting. That'll be a good thing because we did have pretty low water levels this last year, so it's a welcome change.
Yes. And we will be discussing water issues in the coming months because that is an important thing for Idahoans, and water rights are, shall we say, important in this state. So we've got some stuff that we're kind of working on, but we're not ready to expose it all just quite yet. I do want to give a shout out to our show's sponsors, the Triple Diamond sponsors. If you go to trueidahonews.com/support, you can find out more about how to sponsor the podcast and trueidahonews.com. Triple Diamond sponsors are Tom Lopak of Picture Perfect Window Cleaning. If you want window cleaning, screen repair, gutter cleaning, power washing, Tom is your guy. Call him at 208-401-6265. And when you call them, tell them you heard about it on True Idaho News Podcast, and they'll give you 10% off. You can also check him out at windowcleaningboise.com. That's Tom Lopak, windowcleaningboise.com, with Picture Perfect Window Cleaning. Of course, you can reach Tom directly at 208-401-6265. And our other Triple Diamond sponsor is Brian Hay of BH Consulting. This is a computer consulting company. They do remote support. So if you live somewhere and you don't want someone to come to your house, he can tag in remotely and do software repairs and virus removal. And he can help with system reinstalls and software updates, get your system all cleaned up. He also, if you need to come out, he can do hardware repair, hardware upgrades, get your network all set up, home or office, doesn't matter. Brian Hay can be reached at area code 408-529-1299. That's 408-529-1299. And Brian will do house calls no matter where you are. If you need him to come out and take care of stuff, that's what he does. Find out more at bhconsulting.us. And we thank those guys for being Triple Diamond sponsors. Josh, as you may have heard, we have this thing called an Omicron that has invaded the country. And I'm understanding we have one death in the country from Omicron. I understand the person who died from Omicron had extreme major complications of comorbidities. So really, a lot of people are reporting that Omicron is nothing more than a cold. Is that what you've been hearing?
It is. I actually saw a meme that compared the signs of the Omicron versus a regular cold and flu, and all the symptoms are the same. Funny enough, also, I still haven't heard of somebody telling me when they go to get their COVID test, how they're knowing which variant they have. So how are they measuring this? It leaves one baffled.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's really baffling to me is why they keep saying that you need to get vaccinated to try to beat Omicron, when a good analogy for this is that Omicron is this year's flu variant. It's this year's flu strain. Think of it in those terms. And they're wanting you to get vaccinated with a flu vaccine from 2 years ago. That does not make medical sense. And so why they keep pushing for us to have these quote unquote vaccines makes no sense to me whatsoever. And yet here we have the CEO of United Airlines. This is in the news that he has suspended all of his employees who will not get vaccinated without pay. They can't access their benefits. They can't even apply for another job because that's against their policy. You can't work unless you get permission from the company to get a job somewhere else. They're not allowing that. So it's basically they're just torturing people, saying it's bullying. It's flat out bullying.
Yeah, it's the ultimate Christmas present for those employees. Hey, thanks for all your years of dedicated service and making sure that our customers land safely at their destinations. We're going to go ahead and put you on hold, make it to where you can't earn a living and your families can suffer happy holidays. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, truly, these pilots should be looking at the next step. Maybe that's going private, creating a private airline where they're servicing people who choose medical freedom over conforming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an article at justthenews.com. I will link to this article in the show notes. I strongly recommend people read it. They even acknowledge in this article that the chances of getting COVID in the air from somebody else while you're on the plane is 0.003%. 0.003% that particle of COVID will go from one passenger to another, virtually non-existent. ABC News is reporting that. And yet they want us to get vaccinated with a vaccine that was for a flu strain, for a COVID strain from 2 years ago. It makes no sense whatsoever. This is just a control game.
That's exactly what it is, Daniel. You hit the nail on the head with that. It's a control thing. Look, you know, again, if it was about health, they would be talking to their employees about exercising. You know, I don't know if you've gone through having COVID, but I'm a big guy. I've had COVID and I took the options that I thought were best for me and my family, which was not the vaccine. I took the gamble and it paid off. I took vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and of course the notorious evil ivermectin.
Oh no, really? And you're still alive?
Yeah. I must have made a deal with the devil or something. I mean, the whole thing is just ridiculous. Look, people have body autonomy and they should be able to choose what they think is best for their bodies. And for businesses such as United Airlines to choose to ground planes and cancel flights at a time when families are supposed to be gathering together and celebrating Jesus Christ and celebrating love for one another, it's the ultimate, you know, to heck with you. We don't care how many years you've landed our clients safely at their destinations, how many holidays you've spent away from your family. If you don't conform and do exactly what we want you to do, then you're out. And we're going to make it even to where you can't go get another job. That is disgusting. It's absolutely egregious.
Yeah. And what's really sad to me is you've got spouses who depend on the healthcare benefits. I was reading in this article here that here's a wife who's got serious need of surgery, life-saving surgery, and they will not let her get it because they're not letting her family access the benefits. That is just criminal.
It absolutely is. It's heartbreaking too. You know, from somebody on the outside looking at it, it's just heartbreaking to see people being treated this way. And these aren't people who are abusing any systems or anything like that. These are people who are going to work and trying to provide for their family. It's just, it's heartbreaking.
And what's really weird is you said you took ivermectin and there was another article over at Blue State Conservative, and I will link to this in the show notes as well. The article's great. Biden's reindeer games, banning effective COVID early treatment drugs. They are working overtime to ban ivermectin when it was been on the safe list for decades, won a Nobel Prize for its safety and its and how it saved millions of lives. And yet we have two new drugs on the market, Paxlovid from Pfizer, and how do you pronounce this? Molnupiravir from Merck. And what's so funny is ivermectin costs $20 for the course of treatment for COVID. And this molnupiravir costs $700 for a 5-day course of treatment. So $700 versus $20. And of course, ivermectin has been proven for decades on the safe list from the World Health Organization. This molnupiravir has not been tested. It's being issued under an emergency use authorization. We don't know what the side effects are, and yet they're making us take this instead of ivermectin. This, again, is bullying. It's highway robbery, and it's criminal.
It absolutely is. I mean, you know, you hear these people in Congress talk about us having a free market, but at the same time, they're trying to stifle choices of the American people and how to treat themselves for illnesses that they may have. I mean, it's criminal to me is what it is, Daniel.
And I'm sure you've heard about the St. Luke's Network, also known as Bright Path in some parts of the state. But they've severed their relationship with Dr. Ryan Cole, who runs Cole Diagnostics. And so he runs a lab. They send bodily tissue and bodily samples to the lab to test for various things. And because Dr. Cole has been speaking out against the quote unquote lack of treatment, I'll call it that. They say the standard of care, that he's making recommendations opposite of what the standard of care is. Doctors always practice medicine. If a doctor wants to get something done and prescribe something off label, they do it all the time. In fact, I've talked to multiple doctors who say this is the first time in their entire medical career, decades, they've ever seen the FDA come out and say, you cannot use this medicine to treat somebody. This makes no scientific sense. And yet Dr. Cole now has been severed from this network. They're trying to put him out of business. They're trying to bully him. This makes, again, no scientific sense.
Yeah, you know, so I know Dr. Cole. I shot the videos for him. You know, I own a video production company. I shot the videos for him that went viral. And I've got to tell you, Dr. Cole obviously committed the ultimate sin in medical practice, which is sharing peer-reviewed reports and studies and sharing the information to the public that they found. He didn't go off the charts and say, look, this is what I think because, you know, I woke up on my left side today and here's the horoscopes. And, you know, if you're a sign of, you know, none of that foolishness. He went and he looked at peer-reviewed studies and he looked at the data. And apparently that is the ultimate sin nowadays when you're talking about COVID and possible options to treat it.
If so it's not supporting the narrative, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's disgusting. Again, it's just disheartening. It's sad that we are at this place in a state like Idaho. Idaho is trying to cancel him. We've got these extremists who are just trying to get rid of him, and they're running the hospitals. I mean, it's absurd.
Now, there's an interesting letter from Dr. John Livingston, who I've had the pleasure of speaking with, and he has written an excellent letter in support of Dr. Cole, who says Dr. Cole has not violated the standard of care or any kind of standard of medical practice. People who are voicing the opinions that he has done this are just other doctors who are complaining. And then you've got this former attorney general, Jim Jones, who is writing op-eds, and I love the way Dr. Livingston says this, he's basically practicing medicine without a license because he's saying what Dr. Cole shouldn't be doing. He's making his recommendations of practice in his op-eds. There was a law firm downtown that wrote a letter in support of hospitals not allowing people to have ivermectin, even in right to try cases. They said hospitals have the right to refuse ivermectin and right to try. And then they said, nor should they issue ivermectin. I read that and I go, that looks like a lawyer making a medical recommendation, practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you sit there and you scratch your head. You know, since when have politicians, lawyers, and all these people started becoming the people that we should trust when they say trust the science?
And I'm going to throw Brad Little into that mix because in February of last year, he called together the Board of Pharmacy for the state, and he told them, do not issue hydroxychloroquine for anything other than these reasons. So this was the governor of a state telling pharmacists what they could and could not issue. This is the governor of Idaho practicing medicine without a license. All this should be investigated, and we have people in the state who just don't seem to care. I'm so glad that we're finally kind of starting to wake up and listening to this podcast and other podcasts and reading independent news. and finally paying attention to the fact that if we don't do something, they're just going to bowl us over.
Absolutely. You know, it's I've seen a fire lit in the citizens like I haven't seen before. And, you know, a lot of it comes back to the government trying to make medical decisions for the citizens of Idaho. People are upset and they're going to show it at the ballot box. I truly believe that.
I certainly hope so. Well, let's kind of look at some other Idaho news. I rarely agree with the Idaho Statesman, with their editorial board. But they recently did an editorial that said that the Child Protective Services in Idaho needs a serious review. And I've been talking with some folks and reading some things, and I'm going, you know what? They are absolutely right. And I don't want to go so far as to say a broken clock is right twice a day, but I actually find myself agreeing with the Idaho Statesman. They say a series of recent reports have made it clear that Idaho needs a thorough reform of its child protective services system, and it should be a top priority for the next legislative session. I couldn't agree more. They are overrun. They don't have enough staff, and kids are getting taken away from their families that shouldn't be taken away. Totally misdiagnosed in the hospital or misdiagnosed by some child protective care contractor. And you've got people who are not being taken away from their families that should be. When they have multiple situations of reports and the child is still under some kind of abuse and it takes a long time for them to finally figure it out. There needs to be a system. Apparently, Idaho is one of only 11 states that does not have a designated mediator system. And this is the problem with our government, in my opinion, Josh, is we're supposed to have multiple layers of protection in our republic, where we have a legislative branch and an executive branch and a judicial branch. But what's happened in places like Child Protective Services or the Environmental Protection Agency, these kind of agencies, they become their own judge, jury, and executioner too. That the only way to appeal is to go within their own system. Of course, they're going to protect their own. They're not going to, you know, allow for truth to come out if one of their own people has screwed up. And that's what's happening in Child Protective Services. It happens in the EPA. And so there's no division of power. And so they become too powerful. Idaho is only one of 11 states that doesn't allow for an independent person to mediate for families when they think the system isn't working right. That definitely needs to get addressed. And I hope that we can get a legislator to look at that for this upcoming session.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of families who have gone through Child Protective Services. And a reoccurring theme is that there is mistreatment, not from, of course, all, but, you know, obviously people slip through the cracks. You know, you get people who are caregivers for these children who are not focused on the children, but rather a financial gain. And, you know, when you have those people, you have to have an independent group who can assess these situations, say, is there a problem? You know, talk to the children who are in the situation, the families, and also the caregivers themselves, and just make sure that it is a safe environment for the child and productive for that child, and hopefully reconnecting with their families. You know, another thing is the solution has to be completely third party. We should not have another government agency going in there and trying to work on a solution. So it's going to have to be a free market solution, but 100% it is needed.
I want to also put in the show notes, Josh, an article from medicalkidnap.com. This is a story about a family in Idaho. The child was not doing well. The mother had become a single mom, and the single mom has this child, and she's homeschooling and she's taking care of the child, and she's bringing the child to the hospital because there's some problems. And the child is having difficulty gaining weight and has abdominal pain. And along the way, some nurse decides that this is a child abuse situation because the child is losing weight and that the mom must be abusing the child and not feeding him. And so they come in and they miss this by, it was like two ships passing in the night. You had one doctor who finally figured out it's celiac disease, the pain in the abdomen, the losing of the weight, and they figure it out, but that doesn't get picked up. And so they take the child and they accuse the mom, and they actually file charges against the mom for abusing the child. And then they go to this child abuse specialist, Dr. Amy Barton. And you know, it's kind of like when you're a carpenter and you got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Sometimes I think these specialists operate in that fashion. They look for something to confirm what they might suspect. They don't look at it objectively. And she, of course, says, yes, he's definitely being abused and blah, 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 blah. None of which is true. The case has been resolved here. I'm going to be doing a story about it on True Idaho News here shortly. So we will address that once that story gets published. But this is just one example of many, many in the state where there was a mess up and there's no place to get any kind of appeal because the state system, all in its own little bubble, the only way to appeal is through the court system. And then you need to hire lawyers, blah, 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 blah. No one has the money for that.
Yeah, that's disappointing. But, you know, unfortunately, it's a reoccurring theme that I've seen throughout the years. You know, my best friend, he went to a foster care system, and, you know, luckily he went to a home that was good. You know, he went and stayed with the chiropractor and the guy was nice, caring, and it was a short, easy process. But it was because his stepdad yelled at him and somebody called, you know. So there has to be that middle ground, thorough investigation so that we're not traumatizing young children.
You are so spot on. I mean, what kind of process? The stepdad yells at the son and all of a sudden the son gets taken away?
Yeah. And this is real life occurrences, you know. And the problem too is that it's almost for profit to take children. We get money when we take children from families. There's funding, federal funding for that. So it's a whole, I don't want to say racketeering system, but there is incentive to remove a child from their home. It's a whole guilty until you're proven innocent process. It's unfortunate.
That is definitely in need of a revamp. And so I do applaud the Idaho Statesman for this editorial. We will put a link to that in the show notes as well. Well, Josh, that's all I have on my docket for today. We do have New Year's Eve coming up and New Year's Day later this week. And my understanding is it's supposed to be super cold and lots of snow. And so I just want to tell our listeners, hey, kind of like we talked about last week, take super care driving if you're going out New Year's Eve, because this is kind of like the perfect storm. We got a couple inches of snow supposed to fall the day before, and then it's supposed to get super cold. We've had some winters in Boise when it's been like that, and the ice on the streets is several inches thick. I do maybe want to give a shout out to ACHD and say, hey, please do your job. Drop the plow. I see you guys driving around throwing salt and you got a plow on the front of that truck and you don't drop the plow. Makes no sense. Just drop the plow.
Absolutely. And for my friends from California, just remember, slow to everything. Slow to gas, slow to brake, and give people plenty of space and you'll be fine.
Yeah. It's just, it can get really crazy around here when ACHD doesn't do their job. And unfortunately, it's probably my biggest complaint about living in the Treasure Valley of Idaho is the plow trucks not plowing the streets. So I hope that they do their job, but if they don't, just want to give our listeners a good shout out to be careful. Anything else, Josh?
No, hopefully everybody has a wonderful New Year's Eve and a wonderful New Year's Day. Hopefully spent with family and friends and you guys enjoy it. And Daniel, I hope you have a phenomenal New Year's Eve as well with your family.
I plan on it and I wish the same to you. And we're going to hit 2022 running. Got a lot of cool stuff happening. Session's going to start back up on the 10th. That should be fun at the State House. But will we keep doing these podcasts? And of course, if you have any topics you'd like us to discuss, you can send them to us. Just contact us at trueidahonews@protonmail.com. And that is a secure email. So if you have maybe some inside scoop you want to share, if you have a Proton Mail account or other encrypted email service, that is encrypted, which means Google can't be reading our stuff. So if you have some secret stuff, I got some doctors who send me information from what's going on in the hospitals. They do it through Proton Mail. Just send it to trueidahonews@protonmail.com. Quick shout out again to Tom Lopak with Picture Perfect Window Cleaning. Thanks for being a Triple Diamond sponsor. Contact Tom to get your windows cleaned and get 10% off when you mention this podcast, 208-401-6267. 601-625. That's 401-6265. And Brian Hay, other Triple Diamond sponsor with BH Consulting. That's bhconsulting.us. Reach Brian at 408-529-1299. 408-529-1299. Thank you guys for being sponsors of the True Idaho News Podcast. And to our listeners, definitely be blessed. This show is copyright by Shadow Trail Media, copyright 2021. Next week, it'll be copyright 2022. Happy New Year, folks. Be blessed.
You've been listening to the True Idaho News Podcast. Unfiltered news and opinion for the citizens of Idaho. Get more True News by visiting TrueIdahoNews.com. If you'd like to support this podcast, visit TrueIdahoNews.com/support. Thanks for listening.